Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Tonight, we got him, Goldie and the Sulk.
This is a chemical, disgusting
display.
And it starts right now.
Oh, Craig, you were lying. We have the Sulk and we have JC.
Yes.
But we do not have Goldie because we are giving him a well-deserved week off.
Yes, well deserved.
And I know we had talked about on the podcast last week that we were going to take a week off, but you know what happened in the interim as we did our episode about are we going to keep going with the podcast or are we not? And of course, we decided to keep going.
Yes.
And we got so many nice emails and responses to that podcast. So many people saying, please keep going.
Yeah.
So many people giving us suggestions of things to do and ways to keep going, ways to expand the podcast, that I felt, and I know JC felt, and I know Goldie felt as well, that we owed it to the listeners to just get something out this week. So,
yeah.
JC, I'm glad you're here.
Me too.
And should I say that this is the podcast that we envisioned when we first started talking about this? Because you came to me and said, hey, would you want to do a podcast? And it was just going to be the two of us. And I said, you know what? Let's get Goldie in on this. And thank God,
thankfully,
by the way.
Thankfully, yeah. I mean, that
thankfully,
was...
because let's be honest. Yeah. Goldie is the sort of Michael Jordan of this podcast.
Goldie
does not stop scoring.
Yes.
But you know what, folks? He needs a rest.
Yes.
But we
owe it to him to give it a rest.
We owe it to him, and we told him, hey, Goldie, give it a rest.
wait.
Fine.
First joke of the day.
Fuck you with that first joke of the day bullshit that, oh, finally I get it now that I'm the only one here.
It's perfect. It's perfect.
Oh, Jesus.
You know,
Christ.
This is the only reason why we're doing this.
Oh, I'm so triggered right now.
Sorry.
But yes, we acknowledge Disgusties. We love you, and we're so happy that you keep listening to this podcast. And we know that a large part of the reason why you listen to it is for Goldie and his hilarious rants. He's not here today. You're going to have to make do.
Yeah, we miss you, though, Goldie.
We do miss you, Goldie, and we can't wait for you to come back next week. But we have a fun thing planned today. This is not going to be a traditional, typical Disgusting Display episode where we do something up top and we go into Johnny jokes and we have a theme and top five. We're not doing any of that. We're doing something today that I have wanted to do for a while.
Yeah.
And JC, I know you've been on board with this, and because you're an integral part of this, but this is something that I will say honestly, Goldie did not want to do.
Yes.
So we have what we call the soundboard.
Yes.
So we have all these sound cues that JC has literally at her fingertips.
Yes.
And you've heard first joke of the day. You heard our theme song, and you know we do that. I've got goosebumps just thinking about it.
Yeah, I got goosebumps just thinking about it.
There it is. All that shit we use every week, and we have so many more that we don't usually get to.
That's true.
So my thought was, let's go through all of these sound cues, and each of them has a little story. And it'll be fun. It's yes. hashtag content. Yes. And I think, JC, you and I were simpatico about this, but for whatever reason, our cranky friend Goldie decided that was not something he really wanted to do.
Yeah.
So when Goldie, when we all decided to take a week off, it was before, again, we got all of your nice responses to our show last week. And many of them said, please keep going. Please, you know, they all pretty much said that, to please keep going with the podcast. But just the urgency of keep going, keep doing it, I felt like, and I know, JC, you felt the same way,
yeah.
because you have that, you know, that inner Asian who wants you to continue to achieve and live the American dream. And in order to do that, you have to work. No, we're not cutting that. You are. Oh, there it is. See, I love that. The hanging up the phone. That's another sound cue we've now gotten out of the way. So this week, and let me just add that it where I am, it is 9:06 p.m.
Yes.
And this is a Thursday night. Thursday, right?
Thursday, yes.
Thursday, okay, good. So Thursday night, I've already been out to dinner with my wife, my sister-in-law, and my mother-in-law, and I got hammered.
Yeah, if you can't tell.
If you can't tell. So I somehow got rid of the hiccups before we started this
they
podcast.
They were very aggressive.
JST was very, he noticed right away I had very loud hiccups. You couldn't not notice. So I'm excited to do this tonight. I think I might have just the right energy for about 20 minutes.
It's perfect.
And then fall off a cliff. So let's get into some of these sound cues, JC. Let's,
okay.
You know what? Let's start with, so little backstory here. When we were setting this podcast up now over a year ago, yeah. we were thinking of what would we call it? How would we present it? What would it be? And I had in mind for our theme song, a little jingle from an animated show called The Barba Papas. When I was a kid, I used to watch this show called The Barba Papas. And it's about these cartoon characters that are like blobs, basically. And they
really
would sort
cute.
Of change their shapes and sizes very easily. And I loved the show. And I always remembered the theme song because it was very sweet. And so I'd always had it in my mind that when we were going to do this podcast, that that's kind of what I wanted our theme song to be. So JC, of course, was all over it. Put together this beautiful kind of sounding theme song with all the sound quotes that we wanted. The problem was we had to clear what they call clear,
yeah.
which means like legally own this song so we could play it on our podcast.
Or like
the problem there
it.
Was, JC, what were you going to say?
To license it. Yeah,
so, yeah, we had to license it. That's a much better way of saying it. And so we wanted to license this song. And the problem was nobody could figure out
yes.
who owned this song. So there was nobody to talk to.
Yeah.
And then we kind of felt afraid, I think, before the podcast started about like, well, what if this podcast goes huge? And then suddenly we've got this song that we haven't licensed.
Right.
And then we're going to get sued by every country in the world. Little did we know. that this podcast would not be huge and that it would not matter at all. So thankfully, Stu, your Stu, JC,
yes.
stepped into the breach and said, I think I have a piece of music that I've worked on that
yeah.
would be perfect for your show. And
yeah.
then, of course,
yeah,
that
well,
gave...
Yes. He's just said, pick any song. His band is instrumental. So he's like, if you can think of any song...
Oh, they were absolutely instrumental.
Yeah. to this podcast.
yeah. So and so JC, you picked out the song, is that
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, I said what about this one? And then I sent it to you guys and you were like
And
eh.
we loved it.
Yeah.
So and we talked about this, I feel like, on an early podcast.
Yeah.
This theme song that we have now makes us feel like we're walking onto the court and tearing off our warm-up jerseys
yes.
and ready to just dominate. Which of course doesn't fit with my personality at all, but I think that it fits with the podcast, and I really like it now, and it's
yeah.
it's our song, so
yeah.
I love that. But let's just live in a Doctor Strange alternate multiverse here, where this might have been our theme song. JC, go ahead.
Disgusting display.
Tonight, we got them. Goldie and the Salt.
And it starts right now.
It feels so like vintage.
God, I love that. It almost made me cry
I actually did.
Yeah, I got goosebumps just thinking about it.
Thank you. And Danny, that's another sound cue from Danny Smith, our very talented Family Guy writer, who I can tease right now is going to be one of our guests coming up very soon.
Yes.
Okay, so what we did there was that was the French version, obviously, of the theme song for the Barbapapas. And there's something so nice about
it. So soothing.
Like, it's so sweet
comforting.
And soothing.
Yeah.
It's very comforting.
Yes.
And whereas our theme now is like, we're here to fucking take shit over.
Yes.
Which I think helps us in a way because I'm not a take shit over kind of guy.
You're not?
And no.
Oh.
No, ask my wife.
Maybe not at home. But
no. No. But there's something about that sort of soft French sing-songy theme song that I find so comforting. And you know what, JC, I'm going to ask you to just text that theme song to me again.
Because
I'd like to listen to it over and over.
Oh, that's
it's very
sweet.
Soothing.
You know what else is in there that's not in our theme song?
Let's hear.
This is a typical disgusting display.
That is the original, right? Because in ours, it's Goldie saying it.
That's right. So you just played the original. That is a guy named Johnny Most. He was the announcer for the Boston Celtics. I feel like we've talked about this in the podcast. He was the Boston Celtics announcer for decades. Such a homer. Would always yell at the other team.
Yes.
Would always take the Celtics side aggressively. So when he's saying this is a typical disgusting display, which is our title, he's talking about the Detroit Pistons.
Yes.
And the Celtics used to play the Pistons, hard-fought battles. And Johnny Most, God bless him, hated the Pistons. as everyone in Boston did in the late 80s. We hated them because they were really good, let's be honest.
Yeah.
And Johnny Most called out the Pistons for another typical disgusting display. And God bless him for doing that. And Goldie does an amazing impersonation of that. Because we couldn't use that.
Yeah.
Right?
We couldn't
license it with the Widow Most.
Right. That's right. I feel like you even reached out to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did. And it was to no avail. But by the way, having Goldie do it, you don't notice any drop-off.
It's so great.
It's totally fine.
Yes.
All right, so now I'm excited to get into this golf bag of sound cues here. So I just want you, JC, just hit me with a sound cue and we'll talk about it.
Okay.
That was fun!
Oh,
I know you love that one.
I love that one. And so, JC, I love that you've been playing that at the end of our episodes lately because the episodes are fun and I love hearing that. So that is the voice of Mike Rundle.
Yes.
Mike Rundle is an animator. What is his official title?
I don't know.
Mike, I apologize. I've worked with you for over a decade. I know you draw stuff, whereas I can't draw stuff. You draw stuff very well. But Mike Rundle, he's such a funny guy. And that quote comes from, we used to play the game Halo 2 together. With about 10 people in our Family Guy conference room at lunch. They did this for years. I feel like they did it right up to COVID.
Yeah. Yes,
they were playing Halo in that conference room. And Mike Rundle was one of the better players. And when he would shoot a bunch of people in a row, you'd hear from the other end of the room, that was fun. So I had him record it for this podcast because I feel like oftentimes it was fun. So Mike Rundle, from the middle of the country, Iowa, I believe. He just seems like a great American dope, but he's smarter than that. And I think he's a very funny guy. And he's a hell of a Halo player, Mike Rundle, and my hat's off to you. You were always better than I was, that's for sure. All right, let's move on to another sound.
Okay, how about, I don't play this much, so here we go.
Do we need it?
Oh, Tom Devaney. God, we love Tom Devaney. So Tom Devaney is a Family Guy writer. He's been there for almost 20 years. And he is the one, I'm talking like him now with my teeth clenched. He's sort of, I like to describe Tom as a combination of Johnny Carson and an experimental Nazi doctor. So he's like very funny that. With an absolute edge. And the do we need it is a great writer's room thing where if you're working on a joke and it's tough to get the punchline, which it often is, and you're sitting in an area and it's taken, you know, half an hour, and you're sitting there with this joke, Tom will often chime in, do we need it? Which is a shorthand for, can we just cut this shit and move on? It's basically like, I'm lazy, but I'm going to ask it like a serious question. So I love that. That's a great writer hack. So Tom, thank you for providing that for us. All right, what do we have next, JC?
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Oh God, I can't believe we have that quote. Okay, so that... That is my basically my wife's aunt. So she's an in-law of mine. Okay. That is Debbie. I call her cousin Debbie. And she always said that after every remark she would make. She'd be like, you know, the Super Bowl's going to be in early February this year. I'm just saying, like, as if we're supposed to say, like, oh, okay, well, I guess we'll come watch it with you. What do you mean by that? Any comment she can say, she'll be like, the Met has a Matisse exhibit next month. I'm just saying. It's like, all right, so we're going to just pick up stakes and go to the Met with you. All right, I guess that's what you're just saying. I can't believe I had her record that.
I know, I hadn't found a way to use it.
There's a lot of room sound in that one, by the way. We may have to redo that.
I tried to fix it, too.
Yeah, JC is very good with getting the proper sound on these cues, but even that one sounded a little bit washed out, as they say. But Cousin Debbie, I don't know if you listen to this podcast, but if you did, you'd hear it. I'm just saying.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
JC, okay. Let's hear what we got next.
Here we go.
Ha ha! Oh, well that, if you're a Family Guy fan, you know what that is. So that is our writer, Mark Henteman. He's been with the show virtually since day one. He's a very, very funny writer. He's run the show for several years. He's been struck by lightning twice, I believe.
Is that true?
Mark.
He
was struck by lightning when he was a... So he grew up in Ohio.
Oh, and literally.
Yes. Oh. And he was a caricature artist in like the Six Flags parking lot. And he would draw caricatures of people. He's a very good artist as well.
Wow.
But apparently one day rains came in very fast and he was struck by lightning in the parking lot.
Oh, no.
And then I believe he was struck by lightning again, which is crazy.
What does that mean? I mean, he's really tall, right?
No.
So he's not?
No. No, you're thinking of Steve.
No, I know Steve.
Mark is totally normally heighted. I would say Mark is maybe like between 5'10 and 6 feet tall.
Oh.
So that might be tall in your part of the world, JC. Cut it off. Don't say that. No more Asian jokes.
I'm 5'9.
I know. JC's very tall. Very tall. had to marry a Caucasian. No, don't say that. Cut it all out. But Mark's ha-ha what is very funny because it's like a funny thing to emphasize a joke, but also it's from Family Guy. That's yeah. the ostrich, which he plays on the show.
And yeah. it's a recurring character.
A recurring character yeah. on Family Guy. So he's probably done that, ha-ha, maybe like 30 times as the ostrich. So, awesome. Mark, thank you for doing that for this show. You're hilarious. We salute you, and you will be a guest probably early next year, I would say.
Nice.
All right, JC, what do we have next? All right. I love this, by the way. I know, love
this is actually is quite fun. Okay, I've got...
You're terrible at what you're paid to do.
Yes. Okay. So that's Sarah Silverman. And that's what she used to say to me all the time when I would hit her with like a bad pun or a bad joke or something like that. She'd say, you're terrible at what you're paid to do, which is being a comedy writer. So I always thought that was so hilarious. And by the way, it's so funny that you played that because my dad, I spoke to my dad this week, and among other things, he said, you should play that Sarah Silverman quote more when you bomb for a Johnny joke. And so I think that's a good suggestion,
but
JC.
But then it means I have to decide if you've bombed a Johnny joke, and I hate
okay.
that feeling.
I think some of them are kind of clear that okay. we bombed.
Well, I do have another version of that one that I would like yeah. to play, which is...
Go ahead.
I wish I could fire you from your job as a comedy writer. You are terrible at what you're paid to do.
Oh, yes. I had her do a couple takes, I guess. Wait, that one feels like it was 15%. Was that sped up?
No.
Wow. She really hustled through that one. She really had a lot of passion. Yeah. She had a lot of passion for that. Yeah. She really did feel like I was terrible at what I did. And she liked to tell me at every turn. But of course, the funny thing was she only gave a shit about me because she read my Twitter and she was like, oh, you're funny. So she was mad at herself, basically.
It's all her fault.
Yeah. All her fault. But we love those quotes.
Yes.
All right. Okay. What do we got? What do we got next?
Okay.
Release rotation. Goldie and the Sulk.
So that was, of course, Mr. Craig Kilborn, who was our guest a couple of weeks ago. Craig, as if you heard that episode, which I hope you did. If you didn't, go listen to it now. He gave both Goldie and I our starts as professional comedy writers. So I asked him to do a few lines
of
intro for us, but the... Of course, the one we chose was, oh, we got him.
Which is perfect.
Goldie, which is great because as we've explained many times on the podcast, we got him is a very cutting remark from Craig.
Right. And the
It's sort of like, yeah, can you believe we got these two nobodies? But we did somehow. But Release Rotation Splash is a play on his time at SportsCenter.
Yes.
When he used to use that call during basketball games where he would say like, you know, oh, Vince Carter, release, rotation, splash. So we love him for doing that. What else do you have from Craig?
From Craig, I have...
Goldie had very high SAT scores. Goldie.
Wait, what was the end?
Goldie.
Goldie. I'm sure Goldie did have very high SAT scores. Yeah. I mean, he went to, where did he go? To Columbia?
Columbia,
yeah. For God's sake.
Yeah.
And he was fourth place at the state fair debate tournament or whatever the fuck.
He's not here to defend himself.
I know. He claims he was a national. He goes, I was a national champion, dude. I was a national champion. Which I do actually weirdly believe him on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I believe he had high SAT scores, but I think Craig was sort of fixated on Goldie being a brain.
I can see that.
Know, having gone to Montana State himself.
Ah, I yeah. see.
I think every school was aspirational for Craig.
Okay, I have something that may surprise you.
Mm. I'm excited.
Ho, I'm just mild about Goldie. Goldie's mild about me. I'm just mild about Goldie. And Goldie's mild about cannot live without Goldie's mild about me.
I totally remember that. And I still contend that I am mild about Goldie and Goldie's mild about me. So... The backstory on that was, I believe, and Jason, correct me if I'm wrong, we were scrambling to have a theme song.
Yes.
And so we were just sending, I was sending shit into you of like, can we use this? Can we use that? And that was one of the things I sent to you, which is, I'm just wild about Harry.
You're right.
Which was a popular song in 19 whatever the fuck. And then I just did it about Goldie. Instead of wild, I changed it to mild because I'm like this sort of pun wordplay guy. The funny thing is when you started playing that, play the just the beginning of that again.
Okay.
Oh, I'm just mild about Goldie.
Okay.
That sounds exactly like our writer, Artie.
Oh, yeah.
Artie Johan.
Wow, yeah. You're like, you got Artie to sing this song?
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what I thought when you started playing that. I was like, Artie gave us a sound cue? I don't remember that.
You did look
that.
Confused.
Yeah. So I guess my sort of voice like this is sort of my Artie imitation.
It does
and that's
sound
what
like
Artie... Artie Johan kind of sounds like this. And when I talk to him, I go, her. And he goes, her. But that, I love that. I'm just mild about Goldie because I sent that to you guys. And like, I don't think I got a response necessarily from you. And Goldie was just like, no.
I feel like Goldie was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, Goldie was like, that's fucking ridiculous. And of course he was right. But that would have been insane.
It was really funny.
But I think, you know, occasionally I try pot.
Yeah.
You know, from time to time I will try pot. And so sometimes when I try pot and maybe I've had a drink as well, things like, I'm just mild about Goldie.
The funny thing is that you sent, I'm just wild about Goldie and also I'm just mild. Like you sent two versions.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we don't need to hear both. So let that just cover both.
Okay.
I'm ashamed that I sent both.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. All right, let's skip the next one and go get to the next cue.
Here. Okay, here.
Moving on.
Oh, that's yeah. Well, that's a classic.
Yeah.
That's David Goodman, who I gave a lot of flack last week for being like a bad guest. Of course, he was an awesome guest.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The only reason I gave him shit was just because he's like in our inner circle. So I feel like I can't give him shit.
Yes.
And he sent me a text like, hey, thanks for the bloody nose on your podcast.
Of course, it's funny.
And I will say, if you're listening to this, speaking of David Goodman, his brand new show that he wrote called Honor Society.
Yes.
It's not a show. It's a movie.
Yeah.
I apologize. Honor Society is on Paramount Plus now. It's streaming. It's getting great reviews. I have to say, I watched the trailer and I really enjoyed it. I think the two leads are very compelling and the dialogue seemed great. So
awesome.
Give Honor Society a chance and, you know, support David Goodman, who gave us Moving On.
Moving On.
So Moving On is from when David was running Family Guy, which was he ran Family Guy through its years of greatest success.
Cool.
Whenever there was a topic and he thought we had it, he would just say, Moving On. But he would often use it as a weapon, where if like people were still pitching on something and he's like, we're done, he's like, shut the fuck up. Move it. So Moving On has a subtext of shut the fuck up.
That's great. Yeah. Okay, so this is a newer one.
I has to go bathroom.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. And who sent that in to us?
Oh,
do you remember?
Margie McGee, maybe?
Oh, Margie McGee? I like that name.
She's the one, I think she's the one who sent in the photos of us with her dogs, too, as us, her dogs as us.
Oh, she did great work. I'm sorry I forgot your name, Margie.
Yes, we got it.
So we got her.
We got her.
Margie McGee is here. So Margie McGee sent in this clip from a made-for-TV movie where Lucille Ball played a homeless woman, which is already just insane.
Yes.
And that was how, in the movie, she felt a homeless person would say, I have to go to the bathroom. Play that again.
I has to go bathroom.
I mean, it's insane. It's like, because you're homeless, you turn into a six-year-old.
Child. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so that's pretty crazy.
And what people don't know is that we actually, if we do have to go bathroom, we don't play it on the show. We just say, oh, hold on. And then I play the cue. I have to go to the bathroom.
But why don't you leave those in?
Oh, I can.
I felt like we had sort of talked about that at the time. Like, we'll leave that in to let people know that we just went to the bathroom.
But that's kind of weird. No?
I think it could be funny.
Okay, I'll do
What do you think? What do you think, Disgusties? Give us an email at thetypicaldisgustingdisplay@gmail.com. Let us know if we should let you know when we're leaking urine out of our bodies.
All right, so then we have...
Seth? Oh, I love that one. And I love Danny Smith so much. Yes. God, his energy and enthusiasm. And he's got such a... So Danny Smith has been a writer on Family Guy since day one.
Cool.
He is, I like to describe him as the heart and soul of Family Guy. And I will describe him as such when he is our guest in the weeks to come. But he did this thing. That Seth thing is so funny because Danny... would sit in the same seat every day in the room, as most of us did in the Family Guy room. You sort of settled on your assigned seat, and then you would sit there. So Danny's seat happened to be closest to the door to come in and out of the room. And there was a period of time where most of our time as a Family Guy writer was spent waiting for Seth.
To come into
like
the room.
Like, we were waiting for Seth to come into the room so we could start writing or rewriting whatever we had to work on. And so we would be kind of, you know, we would be hamstrung until he would get there.
Right.
So Danny would sit in his chair, which he was closest to the door, but he had his back to the door.
Okay.
So every time this big door would open, it would make a noise. And Danny would turn around, hopefully, and go, Seth, like, can we start? Is he finally here? So I just love that feeling of, like, is Seth here? It's just so funny to me. And he actually, he nailed it, like, the way he delivered that line for us. Let's hear that again.
Seth?
Just the idea that he's so hopeful that it's Seth coming through the door is so sweet to me.
Did he ever do it when Seth actually did walk through the door?
I feel like he probably did. He did it 100 times, so he had to have. He had to have done it at least once when it was actually Seth. And the funny thing was, you know what? I think he did do it when Seth came in the door. And it only annoyed Seth.
Of course.
Like Seth was already harried by 100 things.
Right.
And he would walk through the door and Danny would go, Seth, and the rest of us would chuckle and Seth would already be annoyed. Like, this is an inside joke that I don't know. You guys are laughing at me. I don't give a shit about this.
Exactly.
Let's work on this script.
Yeah, we need Danny to do the never get out of the boat.
Oh, never get out of the boat, man.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
All right, let's hit us with another one.
Okay.
Skunky.
Yeah. I love that one. So that's my buddy, John Birmingham. Burmy. I would always say that back to him. He would say, Skunky, and I'd say, Burmy. So that's what he called me, Skunky. And that was kind of my nickname with a few of my friends in college, and it had a couple of meanings. One that I just didn't bathe enough and I stunk.
No.
One that I was already going prematurely gray in college. Oh. I already had gray hair.
Okay.
And of course the third and most important meaning was a pot.
Yes.
You know, it was a pot thing. Like
I always
skunk
made
weed.
That assumption.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So this guy, Burmy, great guy, very funny guy. I still, keep in touch with him. He's out here. He was a guy who was a senior when I was a freshman. And then when I became a sophomore, I discovered, oh, Burmy, that's him, is coming back for one more semester. Ooh. And he was living like two doors down from me. So I'll never forget him coming in to school on that first day of the of my sophomore year when I thought he had already graduated.
Yeah.
But he came in, he's carrying two garbage bags over his shoulders and he goes, Skunky. And I go, Burmy. And he brought me into his room. The garbage bags were both filled with weed that he had grown over the summer.
Yes.
And I just remember saying, like, how much are you going to charge for a bag of these? He goes, Skunks, this is free. Like, I've never been more stoned than that semester, which is saying a lot.
I was like, education at its best.
Yes. Anyway, Burmy, God bless you. We love you.
I'm going to play.
There he is.
Oh, God, that's Tom again. I love that. That is such, that comment makes me laugh because he's being such an asshole when he says that. It doesn't sound like it at all. You would hear, there he is. So that is Tom Devaney, longtime Family Guy writer. That is his way of letting someone know that they're late. So this is something he enjoys more than almost anything in life. And especially when it's one of our other writers named Mike Desolate.
Oh, God, I'll bet so Mike loves that.
You're right. I know. Mike hates that. So Tom will be sitting in the writer's room, and we start at 10:30. And let's say it's 10:32, and Mike Desolates comes into the writer's room because he's late from who knows what, probably some legitimate reason. Maybe he went to the bath. Maybe he has to go bathroom.
Maybe he has to go
whatever it is. So Mike D comes in, and Tom goes, there he is. Almost as if implying like, we were all wondering where you were. And now I'm going to say, here's the guy we were all wondering where he was because he's late. So that's Tom's hilariously passive aggressive way of pointing out anyone who's late at any time, which I love.
Is he ever late?
Tom is actually rarely late. And when he is late, he has a line for that too.
Oh,
he's often been late and he'll come in. And then there'll be somebody coming in like right with him and he'll be like, sorry, I was looking for this guy. Like he's got a line like he was looking, like, or he'll come in and be like, I couldn't find him. You know, like as if he had been doing some task.
Right.
Tom is the king of having a line for every moment and it always makes us laugh.
It's really funny.
Yeah.
Okay. This one I need you to explain.
En français, monsieur.
Okay, so that's me.
Yeah.
And the hilarious thing about this is when at the beginning of the show, Goldie and I think it was more me, I can't throw Goldie under this autobus, but I thought that since Goldie and I both kind of know passable French, that there would just be times on this podcast that we would just demand that each of the other ones say whatever we just said in French. And like, it just never, obviously that's so stupid and who gives a shit and why would we put ourselves through that torture? But it was my idea like, over a year ago that like, hey, maybe sometimes since Goldie and I both kind of know French, we'll say something, you know, we'll demand that the other person say what they just said in French. Oh, what a terrible idea that
was.
Yeah,
I never understood what that was.
Nope, I'm glad that one is gathering dust on your soundboard. En français.
Okay, we're getting close to... So this one, obviously...
He gone!
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Yes.
So that's Ken the Hawk Harrelson, Chicago White Sox announcer, Ken the Hawk Harrelson, former Red Sox legend, Ken the Hawk Harrelson. That's him... When somebody strikes out, that's his call. And that, you know, obviously when the White Sox strike out somebody on the opposing team, that's what he'll say.
Yeah.
And we've adopted that for whenever somebody dies. And JC is very liberal with the usage of that. We can come on here and be like, guys, so my aunt, who is very special to me, just, and JC's like hitting the he gone. It's like, no, not always.
I don't know. aren't you supposed to always? Like, I didn't say it during the last episode, but you, no. I looked at you like, what do I do?
No, and I'm giving you the cut signal.
Yeah, you're like, no.
But I do love that you're liberal with that. I like that you have like a heavy foot with the, with that he gone button. And I've talked to different, it's funny, I've talked to different people, and my dad included. My dad just says like, I say he gone all the time now. So I love that that is caught on.
Totally. We say it on Call of Duty. We're playing Call of Duty. Yeah, yeah. It works all the time.
I have a friend, Steve Mazeppa, who when we would watch like even The Godfather or The Sopranos or something and somebody would die, he'd always just mumble to himself in the corner and be like, here you go. And he's a Chicago guy.
That's
so he gets
so
it.
Great.
That's a good one.
So I also... This is a new one. I've only maybe played it once, but you, this is, here.
Technical difficulties. Please stand by.
I love that. I love that. That's you.
It's me, yes.
We play that again.
Technical difficulties. Please stand by.
God, that's so cool. That sounds like a garbled space transmission. It sounds like out of Star Wars. I love the effects you put on there.
Yeah.
What are those effects?
So I took that hang up tone, this one, at the beginning of that. I took that just as like a CB radio kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then...
technical difficulties. Please stand by.
I pulled some static. And then I recorded myself saying that.
Yeah.
And then I added what's called a vinyl. There's a plugin called Vinyl, which you can choose the decade of the vinyl that it sounds like that it's from, like the 50s. I think I chose it from the 30s.
Oh.
And then EQ'd it so it sounded real small and, you know.
I love that.
Cool.
We should use that more because that is so cool sounding.
Thank you. I feel like... What inspired me to do it was there was that episode where Goldie's, was it maybe your, somebody's Zoom kept, it was just like a bunch of things were happening. And so I was like, oh, we need a little thing because we kept editing and it was like choppy. So I think I might have put it in the podcast. I can't remember.
I love that. Feel free to use that more often.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Yeah. And I think, I mean, I have this is isolated.
This is a typical. Typical, disgusting display.
These are good ones to close out on because Goldie, we miss you today.
I know.
Please, we're without our right arm here on the podcast. But when we figured out that we could not license or we did not feel comfortable like with an unlicensed Johnny Most quote.
Yeah.
Goldie stepped into the breach and said, I can imitate it. And his version is in our theme song, and it sounds great. So, Goldie, you did a great job there.
Oh, he also recorded, and it starts right now.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm telling you, the opening theme is like, he and Craig, it's like their masterpiece.
Yeah. And sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, for him, he nailed that, and it starts right now.
Yeah. And in the outro, I don't know if anyone notices, but he says, and it stops right now.
Yeah.
So that's a little like Easter egg, I guess.
Yeah, that's an Easter egg for the disgusties. So is that the whole soundboard?
That's the whole soundboard.
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah, me too. I'm glad you decided to do this. I'm glad that you're hammered.
No, I'm coming out of it now.
I can see it. You're like, okay.
I know. Well, and also at some point, I'm wearing. You guys can't see at home, but I'm wearing a sport coat, a blazer.
Oh, wow!
And at a certain point, like I'm in this room here, and I didn't sufficiently turn on the air conditioner, so I'm fucking as they say around Boston, I'm fucking hot. It's so fucking hot in here. It's funny because Boston, you get the double Boston accent, whereas some people would say, oh, it's hot.
Yeah. Oh.
But then there are also people say it's a little hot.
Wow.
So there's the HUT and there's the HAWT.
The
hot. They're both Boston.
Wow. But different parts of Boston or just Boston?
No, I don't. You know what? It probably is different parts of Boston, but I haven't sufficiently identified that yet.
Right. Right.
But I know that I am a little hot in here right now in my sport coat. But oh, JC, thank you for cataloging all these items.
Of course.
And so I think we can come away with this. Let's use the Sarah Silverman thing when...
Oh, when you're quote-unquote
I'll
bombed.
Give you license. Use it on me. Because okay. I feel like Goldie, it might piss him off a
okay.
little bit.
Okay, yeah, I don't want to
so
do that.
So use it on me because I will definitely have at least one out of my four Johnny Joe. Like only one out of four would be a good week for me okay. of bombing.
I don't agree, but yeah.
Hit me with that Sarah quote okay. on any bomb because okay. it is very funny and it sort of cuts the uncomfortable bombing.
Right, the silence.
Moment. Yes.
Okay.
All right, so Disgusties, we wanted to give you the content this week because you were so nice to us when we were contemplating suicide last week. But thankfully, yeah. with the new national number of 988 or whatever the fuck, you guys saved us. You sent so many nice emails and yeah. we said, we want to get you guys some new content. And I hope this has been 60% as good as our usual episodes.
Right.
Sans Goldie. En français, sans Goldie, Madame JC. No, it would be JC. J is G.
Oh, really?
En français,
oh,
yeah.
Wow.
And G is J, I think. I don't know. I may have fucked that all up. I got like a C- and everything. I don't know why anyone's asking me. But you guys are great. We
yes.
love our fans.
For our friends.
Thank you, friends, for listening. JC, thank you for always being so awesome and doing by far more work than we'll ever do for this podcast.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And we will be back, all three of us, at full strength with a great guest.
Yes.
Mr. Pete Holmes.
That's right.
Television star. Stand-up comedy icon, Mr. Pete Holmes,
yes.
will be with us next week, and we will talk to you then.
Typical, disgusting, disgusting,
that was fun.
And it's gone right now.
Skunks, this is free.